President of Student Government, I would like to warmly welcome you to our annual winter celebration. As is our tradition, we celebrate and welcome the beginning of each season, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, with appreciation and joyfulness. At our seasonal celebrations, we present awards to those individuals and organizations in the community who, through their success and achievements, have expressed the greatest creativity and leadership, which inspires the whole community for higher knowledge and higher achievement. Starting each season with a celebration creates a powerful momentum for prosperity and progress, motivating the successful people in each area towards greater responsibility for the rising quality of life in their communities. Each celebration sets the season in a tempo of success for noble aspirations and for higher achievements. Every day of the season rises to celebrate life in fulfillment. We will begin by lighting the light. On behalf of His Holiness Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and the Global Country of World Peace, I light this light symbolic of pure consciousness, the light of light for all mankind. And I wish for bliss and love to permeate for all people in all areas of the world, and for a happy and safe new year. And now I'd like to invite members of student government, led by Michael Fitzgerald, to cut the cake.
Cutting the cake is symbolic of the small action necessary for creating heaven on earth. Wishing long life and immortality to all citizens of Fairfield and Maharishi Vedic City, and through them, the entire world. Jai Gurudev.
It is with great pleasure that I introduce Kevin Ond to you, who will entertain and inspire us with his beautiful music.
play another song, but in a different tuning, so bear with me for just one moment. I don't know if any of you know about the standard tuning of A, which is 440.
Thank you very much. Now we would like to honor our award winners for this winter season. First, we would like to read a section from the Maharshi Award. It is with great joy and appreciation that Maharishi University of Management presents to you the Maharishi Award, the expression of the highest esteem of the community. Through your creativity and success in life, you have demonstrated the potential for success inherent in the life of every individual. Your life is a shining example and a demonstration to all of what is possible when one's life is favored by natural law. Nature's own intelligence, which administers life on Earth and in the whole universe. Your positive and progressive influence is an essential contribution to the continuing tradition of success in the community. All those who know you and know of your achievements are inspired to rise to higher levels of achievement in their own lives. Maharshi University of Management honors the outstanding men and women whose achievements demonstrate this ability to enhance the quality of individual and community life, and thereby bring on the rising world consciousness of heaven on earth. Success is the display of superior creativity, energy, intelligence, and reflects a profound command of life's inner potential. Drawing upon the deepest level of consciousness, the successful individual is able to act in harmony with all the laws of nature and gain the support of nature's intelligence, which brings clarity, strength, and perfection to all thinking and activity to fully achieve one's noble goals. Through this alliance with nature, successful individuals grace the world around them with progress and prosperity, and in turn gain all support necessary to rise to even higher heights of fulfillment in life. To present the award in the area of cultural integrity, invincibility, and world harmony, I would like to call upon Dee McCarr, this year's Student Government Cultural Committee President.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. When a nation is enlivened with the knowledge and experience of pure intelligence, it naturally upholds its most cherished cultural traditions while embracing all that enriches national life and promotes progress. The Maharishi Institute of Invincibility was established in 2007 to make education accessible to all through providing funding for educational programs and to support the worldwide breakthrough of consciousness-based education. The Maharishi Institute provides the financing, education access, skills development path, personal development tools, and a supportive environment so that these students can make it step by step to a life of success and achievement. In 2010, just 3 years after it was established, the Maharishi Institute of Invincibility won a global education award voted on by 10 national ministers of education and 500 leading educators around the world. In addition to giving their students the support they need to find their work for experiential learning while they study, the Maharishi Institute has also given them life tools and taught them to stand up for themselves and their beliefs. It taught them to turn their weaknesses into strengths, and it has empowered them to believe that they can play a role in changing the world. It is my honor to present the Maharishi Award in the category of cultural integrity, invincibility, and world harmony to the Maharishi Invincibility Institute.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Murad Malik, and I've recently been taken over the role of Director of International Business Program here at March University of Management. And it's a great honor and indeed pleasure to receive this award tonight on behalf of the Marishi Invincibility Institute in South Africa. As you may already know, the majority of the youth graduating from South Africa's high schools are in great need of experiential skills to make them highly employable and the entrepreneurial background to build successful business and need the financial support to the academic learning skills to enter and succeed in post-secondary school studies. As Dima mentioned, founded in 2007, Marishi Institute provides the financing, education access, skills development path, personal development tools, and a supportive environment so that these students can make it step by step to a life of success and achievements. Two of these very successful students who graduated last year, exactly 1 year ago in December, as a part of first batch of graduates of Marishi Invincible Institute in Business Administration, are now here with us, Pakiso and Thelona. Will you please come up stage? I would also like to invite Viola Witt, our International Business Program Coordinator, to come on stage. Thank you, Viola. Viola has put extraordinary efforts and innovation and love into this program. Her efforts and administration abilities are astonishing, and we are very lucky to have her and our team in our international business program. She had been working with our colleagues back there in MI with Elvis Dalila and Peter Mavila tirelessly. Thank you. Also, we are all very thrilled to share with you that today, yet there is another success for Marishi Institute, a very splendid and magnificent moment for Marishi Institute as and MUM. This morning, more than 40 students celebrated their graduation as the second batch of MI students graduating in business administration in undergrad level. And in January 2015, we are expecting to onboard about 80 more new students from MI to MUM. I would also like to end by reading a message that I received before coming here from the CEOs of Marishi Institute, from Marishi Invincible Institute, Dr. Richard Pike, who is also the national director of the TM movement in South Africa, and Dr. Taddy Blecher. So, quoting from them, "The faculty and students of Marishi Invincibility Institute are honored and delighted to receive this Marishi Award from its parent university, Marishi University of Management. The institute strives to fulfill the vision of our founder, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, to achieve total excellence in management education from grade A to MBA, to showcase consciousness-based education as a solution to all problems in education. The Institute strives to quickly build from 450 students and 54 faculty to 1,000 students by day and 1,000 students by night at the MI Johannesburg campus as advised by Maharishi. Open additional campuses in all 8 other provinces and offer enlightenment for the individual and invincibility for the nation. With all our thanks for the generous support and the great wisdom and knowledge that the enlightened educators of Maharishi University of Management have showed on South Africa. Our success is your success." Jay Gurudev. Okay. Thank you.
It's so nice to have, as Morad said, a child school for us, and and to have the connection to our whole world family that's so nice and that many of us really treasure. And now presenting the Maharishi Award for Prosperity and Progress, I would like to invite Samantha Young, Student Government Secretary, to the podium.
Good evening, fellow student and staff, honored and distinguished guests, and most importantly, organic matters. The purpose of this area is to bring good fortune, good health, and maximum creativity to every business and industry. Organic Matters is doing just that. Organic Matters is a small, family-owned and operated gluten-free, organic, vegan, health snack food business in Fairfield, Iowa. Growing up as homeschoolers, Jaden, Orion, and Akeisha were always given free rein to follow their passions. Turns out they were all passionate about food. Prior to the inception of Organic Matters, Orion and Jaden spent 4 years working on small organic farms. After learning how important organic agriculture is for our environment and our bodies, they set out to create their own line of healthy snacks that were also delicious. In 2012, a certified gluten-free kitchen became available. They jumped on the opportunity, and in order to fulfill such high demands, the brothers called upon their sister to help out with baking and product development. Organic Matters snacks are now in 25 stores across the Midwest and sold nationally via Amazon. It is my honor to present the Maharishi Award in the category of Prosperity and Progress to Organic Matters.
Thank you so much. I don't publicly speak very often, so to excuse me. Wanted to thank the university for having us. It's an honor to be here. And the greater Fairfield community, all the loyal customers that buy our cookies and popcorn all the time, and the Bonnell Project, Cafe Paradiso, Hy-Vee, Everybody's Whole Foods, Golden Dome Market, my family. And in case Santa's listening, we'd really like a caramelizing machine. My hands are sore. In case anybody hasn't done all their Christmas shopping, it's still on Amazon. Great stocking stuffers. We're really honored to be here. And can I put the award in my room? No?
It's funny, actually. We just found out last night that we're to be here to accept this award, so we don't have something, you know, planned out, a speech or anything like that, so I apologize for the short acceptance, but we are so appreciative to be here. I've come to many of these ceremonies as I was a student, as I worked for the university for a couple of years, and saw everybody get these awards, and it's fantastic to be here and actually get one as well. Thank you so much.
Got it. Great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Organic Matters Kitchen. As one of the people on this earth suffering from celiac disease, it's so nice to be able to walk into a gas station now and have organic snacks that are gluten-free to choose from. So many thanks from all of us. And now I'd like to invite Student Government Vice President Patrick Taylor to present the Maharishi Award for Information and Inspiration.
Thank you. Teachers are the Teachers are the feet that move the wheel of progress. By giving students a context in which they can grow, they provide with them the skills. They provide them the skills and knowledge necessary to succeed. In accordance with natural law, we see role models inspiring others through spontaneous right action and by setting the example of living happy and healthy lives. This is the purpose of information and inspiration, to enliven the potential of the individual through information and to inspire them to realize that potential. As a member of the Rotary Club, head of Interact, Rotary's high school service branch, and her work with Rotaract, Beth Alonzo has shown time and time again her ability to inspire young people to work in the community and improve the lives of others. Whether through service projects, volunteering for school events, or attending leadership events, she has given many young members of our community the opportunity to see the value of service and grow into strong, compassionate leaders. She sets a precedent for professionalism in leading by example. Dedication, reliability, and vision are just some words to describe Beth and her work. Please help me in congratulating Beth Alonzo for the area of information and inspiration.
Thank you very much. You all lucked out. I had also, like the previous award recipients, just found out 2 days ago that I was supposed to get up and speak, and wrote something up today, and my printer didn't work, so I'm going to speak to you directly. I'm very honored to be here today, and I really appreciate Patrick's words. I can remember being a student at MSAE and seeing these awards ceremonies, and I never imagined I would be one of those people getting up on the stage to receive one of these, let alone being someone who can inspire others. And I can think back when I was in, before coming to Fairfield, I came here when I was a teenager, having to get up and do a speech in front of people, I would literally be nauseous. And over the years, you know, as you get older, you kind of forget a little bit about what people think about you, and you think more about following your heart, finding what brings you purpose in your life, and then you just go with it. But how it all started for me with this community service stuff was back in 2007. I had two little kids at home. I wasn't working at the time. We had just gone through a couple years before. We lost our home in a fire. We had quite a lot of challenges in our life at that time, my husband and I. And my daughter was a student at Head Start Preschool. And they were looking for volunteers from our school, from the parents, to go to these meetings in Ottumwa for the Health Advisory Council. And so I had kind of a background eye reader. I thought, health advisory, okay, I'll go. And so I went. I was one of the two parents who were at these meetings, and it was all health professionals. And they were discussing things like health screenings, vaccinations, dental screenings, things like that. And then they came up to the subject about childhood obesity, and you know, they were talking about educating parents, and I was sitting there thinking, I need to speak up on behalf of parents to talk about the challenges that parents face in day-to-day life. You know, it's not just education, it's practical things. And so what I, one of the examples I brought up was, here in Fairfield at the time, the only place to take your kids to go play in the winter when it's cold was McDonald's and Burger King. And no wonder, you know, and then you feel, you know, you go there to play for free, but you feel obligated, you should buy something, and so on. So I brought up that problem that we have, that we didn't have any place to take our kids to play, especially if you don't have money, you know, to do kinder gym or something like that. And so I started to think about it, and I realized nobody's going to do anything about this. You know, that our city government doesn't really have money to put something forth. There's nobody going to do anything. And I started to feel like, well, there's this need, and I want to see it happen, so I'm going to start to do something about it. And so when I thought about what Patrick asked when he told me I should speak about this, I thought, what am I going to speak about? And I thought about the words of the title of the award, you know, information, inspiration. And I thought, those two words are really what has propelled me in this field of community service and personal growth, you know, information, inspiration. And what I found was, you know, I'd see a need, and then the desire would come to do something about it. And that, and in the example of the playground project, you know, I brought it up to all the people at that meeting, and everyone was very encouraging. And one lady from the, what is that office, the extension office, she said, if it'll happen anywhere, it'll happen in Fairfield. She said, Fairfield's special. And just hearing that little bit of encouragement gave me inspiration and made me all of a sudden come up with all this courage to make this happen. And so we got together with a moms group, all these other moms who also wanted to see this happen. And who would have thought I would have been going talking to the mayor, talking to business leaders, approaching about this idea, talking on the street. Hey, have you heard about, you know, different things? Never would imagine that. But somehow when you're doing something for other people, this courage comes up in you. And then you seek out more information. You may not know, I didn't know anything about any of this stuff, but, you know, you start to want to learn more to be able to help more. And for that project, our main sponsor, we created the indoor playground at the Fairfield Park and Recreation Department. And our main sponsor was Rotary. And when I saw, and of course, when I started out, I didn't know anything about any of these service organizations in Fairfield. And I learned so much through all that work that we did. And I saw what Rotary did, and I thought, I want to join. I want to continue doing this. And so I joined Rotary. And after, you know, we serve on different committees within Rotary, and I served on the Interact Club Committee. And at one point, they were in need of a new leader. And so I decided there's this need. I felt I had a lot of ideas as I was working with them, how we could make it better. And so I decided to take on that role. And working with these students who want to help their community gave me so much inspiration and just made me want to provide more for them all the time. And so we've been working, you know, doing youth leadership program, doing projects internationally and locally. And when I see what they can do, it just makes me want to do more for them. And so you can see how that information, inspiration just keeps building. And when I see the students building on that as well, they get inspired by my enthusiasm, and it's just snowballs. We also, after a couple years, I had a couple of MUM students who were interested. They were involved in the volunteer committee, and they came to visit one of our Interact Club meetings, a couple of them, and I saw that inspiration in their eyes. They wanted to do something. And so we worked with them and got them going with the Rotaract Club. And I'm happy to see some of the Rotaract Club members here. We've got Rotaract Club president is Kennedy Stitt, and Patrick is also involved in Rotaract. There he is. And
And, well, Kennedy was just in awe. I'm a little embarrassed to be up here speaking because we just had the 16 students from Interact and Rotaract complete a youth leadership program, which was something it was a dream that I wanted to see because I feel like public speaking is such an important skill to have, which I need to work on. So doing this is working with the students is helping me as well. But we got a program put together for them through Toastmasters that they could learn these skills, and we like to keep that going throughout the years as we continue with Interact and Rotaract. But in summary, I just want to say sometimes you find unexpected ways to find your path. You know, you might not expect yourself to be doing something, but when you're aware of the needs that you find, like the people who did the organic thing, they saw that need and they applied themselves in that and became successful. When you see that need and you feel inspired to do it, then all of a sudden you seek out the knowledge to make it happen, and it just snowballs from there. So anyway, I encourage anyone who wants to do public service to do that. Maybe join in with us too. We'd love to have your company. Thank you for this award. I really appreciate it.
Fairfield is a special place. It is a special community, but Beth, it's people like you that make it so. And it's people like you that are shaping the next generation to be just as powerful as you are. So thank you for doing that. And now we'd like to bring forth some recent achievements in our wonderful community. Achievements for Maharishi Vedic City. Representing the humble mayor of Maharishi Vedic City, Dr. Kent Boyam, Economic Development Director of Maharishi Vedic City, will present recent achievements from Maharishi Vedic City.
So I'm not sure it was the humble mayor of Maharishi Vedic City, but we'll accept that. Also the honorable mayor. He may be humble, I don't know. I work for him. He's quite a guy. You know, I ran into Santa Claus at Everybody's a night or two ago, and so my first job is to check off all of those who have been good and nice, and so I think you all qualify. Also, it's quite an interesting event for me to, or an opportunity to come and participate as a representative of Maharishi Vedic City at the award ceremonies. I just thought tonight my old friend Craig Pearson here, Dr. Pearson, he and I met together just as many of the students. Just at your age, we met, how old were we, maybe 20 years old or something, before MUM even existed. We went to a couple residence courses. We decided after our first random selection as roommates to say we'd like to be roommates after that. And as I watched this young man playing guitar, the two of us played in the talent show playing our guitars, and Dr. Pearson sang, I think, because I don't think I did, unless there was somebody else singing. We were the guitar players anyway. So, back to business. Maharishi Vedic City, one thing we've accomplished this season is that I mentioned, I think, last time that we had decided to mark all the original mandalas in Maharishi Vedic City. And, you know, you start working with an engineering firm and very organized and very detailed-oriented people. So just this week, we have actually marked, I believe, all the 10 original circles in them, what became the city of Marsh Vedic City in the original mandala project. And we'll continue to work on that. We're hoping to have lights, you know, solar lights or something you can see from the sky, and we're still deciding all of that. But it's quite exciting to mark that part of the city. Maharishi was very much involved and really designed the whole city. And for us to be able to build as authentically as Maharishi asked us to do, I think is of great achievement, even just in this, as we approach this cold winter time. Anyway, that's my first point I wanted to make. The organic greenhouse that we work with is also very important in our activities. The city sponsored this with a nonprofit called Maharishi World Peace Vedic Organics. And so this time of the year, we also are very happy to harvest and finish our growth of all kinds of good organic food. So to tell you the truth, seeing all three of these award recipients today was also very, very exciting for me. Organic does matter, and I love it myself. So thank you very much for all of that you're doing. Beth also has worked with my wife at the Raj. Very nice to see her speaking, and to see some people I haven't met before from South Africa. Also very, very inspiring. One other thing that occurred in Marsh Vedic City this last so many months is that the use of the Marshi Vedic Pundit campus is now starting to be manifested in one form or another. And I think most of you know that Maharaja Atiraj Raja Ram was here, invited quite a number of international Purusha to participate on that campus. And fortunately, I live right next to the campus, and it's really all the things that happen there, I think, are always very special for my wife and I and our family to participate in that. So we are going to be doing additional, using that for different purposes, and we'll all see what that is as we continue. And I just wanted to finish with the fact we actually really want to encourage additional developers in Marsh Vedic City. I think I mentioned this last time. But even some individual homeowners, there is some land that's been owned by the entity that owns all the land in the certified organic land of about 2,000 acres in Marsh Vedic City. So any young entrepreneurs, any young business, bakeries, other assorted things, you know, we'd love to have more activity that many of you have learned your skills and your purposes at Marsh University of Management. And anyway, I'd like to invite anybody who'd like to come and join us there. We're only 2 miles away, and we're very, very fortunate to have Marshi's name on our entity, just as Marshi University of Management, Marshi School of the Age of Enlightenment have. So we always strive to grow that city and make it something that we'll all be proud of and that Marshi will be proud of as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Academic and administrative achievements of Maharishi University of Management. I would like now to introduce Dr. Craig Pearson, our beloved Executive Vice President and the illustrious leader of our brilliant faculty and hardworking administrators that we would really like to see play the guitar sometime. Thank you so much.
Lilith said a few minutes ago that Fairfield is a special place. We all know that our school is a cool place, and that designation of cool just became official. We have just learned that MUM has been selected again as one of Sierra Club's cool schools, and this is based on a scoring of all aspects of campus sustainability, including food, where MUM received a perfect score, the only school in the country to do so. So, officially a cool school. As of today, we have 1,448 students, which is an all-time record. This includes more than 100 students at the Maharishi Invincibility Institute in Johannesburg. These are full-time students enrolled in our bachelor's program in business. This record enrollment also includes our two students from Johannesburg who are the first two graduates of that program to attend MUM and are now intern students, Picasso and Thelona. And it also includes the first student from a David Lynch Quiet Time program. And this is a student from San Francisco whose mission in life now, having come here, is to get his degree and then go back to San Francisco and promote the Quiet Time program to everyone he can. And our record enrollment also includes almost 150 new CompPro students from all over the world. So 1,448. Now you might ask, where are those nearly 150 new CompPro students going to study and where are they going to live? The answer is that a generous donor to the university has recently given us $1 million to continue the rehabilitation of Verrill Hall right over there across the street. And if you haven't been over there to see the work they're doing, just take a stroll through. And it is so inspiring to see a place that was basically old and dead now being made into a beautiful place that's just filled with students and faculty audience, faculty offices. It's really great. And this money will also fund the renovation of buildings 113 and 114 for those students to live in. So inner light is growing brighter all over the campus. This year, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations is holding a global conference in Rome on the subject, on the topic called Global Dialogue of Family Farming. And for their keynote speakers, they have selected one person from every continent. And the person that they invited from North America is our own adjunct professor, John Eichard, from the Department of Sustainable Living. So incredible honor. Professor Eichard is the author of six books, including a book called Small Farms Are Real Farms. And the UN, by the way, has designated this year, 2014, as the Year of the Family Farm. And in another high-level event like that for our faculty, last month, the World Ayurveda Congress held its annual meeting in India, and one of the invited keynote speakers was our own Dr. Robert Schneider, Dean of the Maharshi College of Perfect Health. He gave his keynote address in the presence of the new Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, who plans to revive the traditional system of medicine in India, but with a scientific approach. So you can imagine the synergy there with India and our university. And Dr. Schneider also met with Shripad Nayak, who's the newly appointed Minister of the Indian Government's Ministry of Health, and with other high-ranking officials in the Indian government to discuss collaborations with MUM. Another piece of news is that as part of a statewide project to create better health, we were recently informed that we have fulfilled the requirements to be designated a Blue Zone work site. And to be designated, an organization has to meet a number of criteria ranging from having a standing wellness committee, to having a certain number of bicycle stations, to having a certain number of people pledged to meet the Blue Zone health personal pledge for health. So congratulations to Ken Daly. If you see him, give him a shoulder clap for really spearheading this to help create a really vibrant culture of wellness on our campus. Would any of you like to spend part of your year for the next few years studying in the Caribbean? If you you may have a chance to do so because a couple of months ago we signed an agreement with two universities in Curaçao in the Caribbean that will enable MUM students to receive an accredited MD degree as well as a Master of Science in Maharshi Ayurveda. So students will alternate their study between Curaçao and Fairfield. And let's hope that the Curaçao study happens during a certain point of the year where it would really be meaningful to be there. This MD program will be the first of its kind where the knowledge and practice of modern medicine integrated with Maharshi Ayurveda and other scientific approaches to natural medicine are thoroughly integrated throughout the entire curriculum. And then just two last little pieces of news. This year, again, was the International Business Simulation sponsored by an organization called CAPSIM. And once again, our MBA students entered this competition. They went in against 101 teams from around the country and around the world. Their competitors included student teams from universities like the University of Maryland, Villanova University, the University of Texas, University of Indianapolis, Drexel University, huge schools, plus several overseas universities. So our MBA accounting teams scored, finished, number 1, number 3, number 5, number 9, and number 15 out of 100 and those 101 teams. So all five teams in the top 15%, and this is the third year out of the last 4 years that MUM placed first in the world. And finally, right across the road, our new Integrative Wellness Center is now open for Maharshi Ayurveda consultations for students and faculty and staff, as well as for acute care under the direction of Dr. Jim Davis. And we're really fortunate to have that. That's a nice step forward also for campus wellness. Congratulations to all the Maharshi Award recipients. We really appreciate all your service to our community. Thank you from the whole university community for your service to us. Jay Gurudev.
Thank you very much. And now I'd like to introduce Dr. Richard Bell, director of our award-winning Maharshi School of the Age of Enlightenment, to give the recent achievements of Maharshi School. Please welcome Dr. Bell.
Thank you so much, Lily. We appreciate so much being a part of these activities on campus. I said to Lily this evening that it's very possible, I think, that MUM students could come here for a year, for multiple years, and never know there was a school on campus. And that's unfortunate because we have so many mutual resources that I think could be shared. And this year, I proposed to our school community that our theme should be reaping our resources. And I'd like to focus on that at this point, and I'd like to recognize in this night of achievements a very profound achievement of our community, and that is the Mental Health Alliance meetings that have been happening here for the last several months. And that was really led in large part by Dr. Pearson. So what's been happening over these months is that a group of mental health professionals and people who are interested in the benefit of networking and collaboration within our community to help all of us have been meeting almost every 2 weeks and then having many, many different subgroups to think how can we help support people who might have special needs in our community and how can we destigmatize the need for mental health in our and you know, become a model for that in other communities around the world. So our school has been a part of those meetings and we're looking internally at what we might do for the health of our students. One of those things, by example, is that we've asked each of our high school students to identify what we call a go-to person. That if there was ever a time when you or a friend felt to be in need or especially in crisis, that there would be that person that you could go to have a voice that would listen. And obviously that person is not going to be qualified to meet all the needs that might come up in one's mental health. Beth mentioned tonight, eating disorders. Well, there are people within Fairfield who have special skills in dealing with that. We've had situation with suicides in our community, and there are people who are particularly skilled in talking to people about that. So what we want to do now is make sure the second step of this process is to make sure that if a student identifies you as a go-to person, that you're equipped to provide the resources or to direct them to the resources in our community that could be of most help to them. So the second step will be a training program. Our faculty will be involved with some kind of a mental health first aid program that's offered. And we're going to continue that training to make sure that they feel qualified as a listener and knowledgeable in terms of a networker in this amazing community that's been mentioned. So it's a very important thing, and I again want to thank and congratulate Dr. Pearson for his leadership in that program. It's really significant in our community. For all these years that we've shared our campus, there's been, in a sense, a kind of a firewall between our schools, our institutions, largely because of the scheduling difference. You know, MUM is one of only three universities that I know of in the United States that's on a block system. So at another school, you could have a dual enrollment. You go to an 8 a.m. class and come back to school and continue in your high school. Not so easy to do here because, you know, imagine one of our students pulling out of classes for a month to go to a block class. So, you know, that's been a kind of an obstacle for us to collaborate. But we're determined to break through that. And another of our initiatives this year we've called the MUM MSAE Bridge. And how can we find ways to collaborate as institutions? And right now we're starting task forces in our school. And one is on STEM. Many of you have maybe heard about that. It's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And Dr. Guarini has been, you know, helpful in talking to our math teachers and thinking about ways that we can collaborate as institutions. We have a sustainability task force. We have one on student development. And we've had members of the community at large and also the MUM faculty participating in that. So I really feel like we're taking steps now to build a safety network within our community in so many different ways to really mobilize the resources that we have. And I just want to say, often these are nights when we're celebrating achievements, when we're kind of reporting about things. But tonight was a night when we created a network. By talking with Lalit and Patrick and Beth, we're thinking about how they can come over to Marshy's school and meet with our students, share some of the ideas that you've developed for welcoming new students to the community. We want to do that even better. We have a wonderful family feeling in our school. But welcoming new people to that community is still a big task, and we want to achieve that at the very deepest levels that we can. And, you know, when we think about culture of our school, we think of an iceberg analogy, and that is that the visible parts of culture represent only a small percentage. And our task as a school and as a community, I think, is to get to know those deeper and deeper levels of culture, of mores, of beliefs, of experiences like that really form the basis of who we are. So anyway, I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight, share a little bit about the school, but also to be able to make these connections and network and continue that work. And I particularly want to say how proud we are of Beth as a graduate of Maharshi School and a dear friend. Thank you for your work. And to all of our award recipients, I do hope, Kevin Ahn, if you'll come over, I'd love to have you play for our school. It's amazing, amazing work that you did tonight. Thank you so much. So to all of you, thanks. Jay Goodell.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bell. Our award winners are inspiring, driven people who have made it a goal to provide nourishment to their community and the world. Thank you all for coming out to celebrate these amazing people and their support for our whole world family and achievements for our loving community. Thank you to Student Activities for hosting this event and all those who helped organize the ceremony and reception. Have a wonderful holiday season, and let's welcome the new year with bliss and love. And to play us out while you all are meandering off to bed or your next excitement, we have Kevin Ond with his final note for the celebration to bring back a fullness. Jay Gurudev.